Shalom to all! Today we're learning Sechas Chulin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Zayin, we're learning B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zech Refayin, Receive Kohagon, Bikarov Mamesh. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'ever Ha'basar, Hamadul Dalin Ba'behema. We have Ever, which is a limb, Basar, which is flesh or meat, hanging off of an animal. Now there's a difference between Ever and Basar. Ever means the bone with the meat and the sinews and everything on it, and Basar just means plain meat. Now in both these situations, they're hanging off the animal. They got cut off, maybe bit off by an animal, and they're hanging on even by a thread. So what's their status? Kaimon, where they're located, still hanging off the animal, they are matami tumas oichlin, which means they could contract tuma. However, tzrichin hechsher, they require hechsher. As we have mentioned previously, in order for food to be able to makabel tuma, it has to undergo hechsher. It needs to be prepared to be makabel tuma, and that's by being touched by one of the seven liquids. And therefore, in order for this to be makabel tuma or matami tumas oichlin, it has to undergo hechsher. Now, nishchata behema. Let's say the behema was shechted. So, this meat that's hanging off of it has now become mukhsher. It's not become prepared to be makabel tuma with the blood of the animal. Divar Omer, that's Omer's opinion. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, loy hachshru, it's not machshur, because according to Rav Shimon, blood of the animal that came out when it was shechted is not something that's machshur kabel toma. Now, let's say the animal was not shechted, but mesa behema, the animal died. So here, habasar tzarech hachshur, the meat that was hanging off it needs hachshur to be kabel toma. Now, ha'ever, what about the limb that was hanging off? Metami mishum ever menachai, ve'en metami mishum ever nevela, it's metami because of ever menachai, not because of ever nevela. Divar Omer, that's Omer's opinion, whereas Rav Shimon matar, Rav Shimon's matar. Let's just explain this last line of Matarkos of Aver Menachai and not Aver Nevela. We know the concept of Aver Menachai, a limb that comes from a living animal, and that's usher for a Yid to eat. Even a non-Jew is not allowed to eat it. That's one of the Shevim Tzmenei Noach, Aver Menachai. They're not allowed to eat it. And actually has a special Tumah called Tumas Aver Menachai. And really, for the most part, it's just considered like regular Nevela. The same way when an animal dies without being shechted, it's Tumah because of Nevela. So too, Aver Menachai is Tumah because of Nevela. Over here, the mission differentiated between Aver Menachai and Aver Nevela, and this is what the slight Nafkamino is. Aver Nevela, an aver that comes from an animal that died without shechita, if the meat comes off of that aver, it's still tamei because of nevela. However, aver menachai, the meat that's on that aver, that's on that limb, is only tamei because of nevela as long as it's attached to the limb. However, the meat comes off of the aver menachai, then that meat is not tamei anymore and is just considered regular plain meat. So that's the difference. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, talking about the same case, just with a person, ha'aver ha'basram l'dalin ba'adam, we have a person who has either a limb or some meat hanging off of him, tahirin, they're tahar, because they're attached to the person. Now, mesa adam, let's say the person died. Habasar, tahar. The meat that was hanging off of him, the flesh, that's tahar. We know that flesh that comes off of a living person is tahar. This happens very often. Sometimes you might nick a piece of your finger with a knife, you're cutting some vegetables or fruit in the kitchen, and you slice a small piece of flesh of your finger off. That's not metame tomas mace, that's not a problem. That's flesh coming off of a person. It's the same thing with his basar that was hanging off of the person, and then he died, so that flesh that was hanging off is not metame tomas mace. However, ha'aver, the limb that was hanging off the person, metame mishum aver menachai, it's metame because of aver menachai, ve'en metame mishum aver menameis, it's not metame like aver menameis, aver menameis, that's Rameh's opinion, whereas Rav Shem metahar, Rav Shem's metahar it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.